survive. Go ahead, African, walk.
Ivo Gamundo, Ivo Gamundo. WMBR, Cambridge. Gospel,
more soul,
more jazz,
more reggae.
WMBR Cambridge, more black radio.
Thank you.
مرحباً من الدكتور جالس السكران. So, Music for Humans is finally starting, but very late because of cosmic interference. So we will only be going for 20 minutes. But as usual, feel free to call in. Our number is 617-253-8810. And with us today, I have two guests.
Hello.
With a series of controlled meditation, we have been able to control the technical parameters that have interfered with the station for the last 40 minutes. And of course with the assistance of a great number of engineers and powerful herbal specialists.
Especially the herbal specialists.
Especially. But if you'd like to call and comment, please, you know, feel free to do so. I'm curious what you two think about the possibility of New Age phenomenon such as cosmic rays and crystal power having this kind of an impact on, you know, such a worldly thing as the radio.
Well, you know, I should say, first of all, my name is Flori Gibanyeru, and I am a specialist in, you know, the aromatherapies of Brazil. I think that this is a very, it's a very possible that the things, the energies that we produce here in the studio, the things that we produce here, can then affect the radio waves, that they can affect the things out in the cosmos. And then also in the other way, you know, the cosmos can affect us, and it is all very much a cyclical thing.
Well, apparently we have our first caller, so let's see if the telephone operator has been, you know, disrupted. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you are...
When you started the show, the LCN sucks, or that, or when you started talking, the ice cream truck... Could you hear it?
The ice cream?
It paused. The truck.
Oh, the ice cream.
The ice cream truck, yes.
Well, the ice cream...
It drove by.
Now, is this Robert? Robert?
Yes.
Robert, so you are eating ice cream?
No, I'm not eating ice cream.
But you are chasing trucks?
There are trucks
everywhere.
There are trucks.
You know, sometimes people can be in touch with their animals, you know. They can be in touch with that side of themselves that is sort of an animal. And maybe he is in touch with the dog side of himself. It could be possible.
Or maybe with a truck side.
Or maybe with a truck side.
I mean... So, Robert...
I'm a car.
A car.
Uh-huh.
So out of the vehicles, you would be a car.
No.
A truck.
Or a dog chasing a truck.
Mm-mm.
The ice cream truck.
The ice cream truck in particular.
It went... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It was driving. When you started talking... A motorcycle just drove by right now. When you started talking...
When I started talking...
When you started talking...
The truck...
When you started talking... You were talking... You were talking... You were talking... How long have you been talking? How long have you been talking with your records? How long have you been talking when you started the radio show? You're talking. And the ice cream, when you're talking with your physical voice, you're talking in the ice cream truck. It went, doo, 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 doo. It sold some kids some ice cream, and then it started up again, played its song. I tried to play it. My cellular telephone does not pick up.
Do you believe that this is all connected to what we're doing here on the radio show? Because that's the sort of thing that I think you are saying, but I'm not sure if I'm understanding you.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying an ice cream truck went...
Maybe this is a sign. Everything happens for a reason. And
nothing.
This is a cosmic, thing, and energy here flowing in the there studio.
There is energy everywhere flowing.
I can feel it. I can feel it right in my belly button. The energy, the Dante, and these guys saying beautiful things.
Mm.
Robert, do you feel energy in your belly button?
My belly.
Your button.
Or all of your buttons.
Robert?
I think
we
lost him.
What happened, Robert?
No, I'm touching the air with my hand. How do you verbally communicate that?
The air? You are touching the air?
So, with one hand.
Uh-huh. And with the other hand?
I don't know if we want to know what the other hand is doing.
And Robert, with the air around the belly button, do you feel the energy there? There should be a synchronicity.
Sometimes my stomach hurts because I don't breathe air correctly.
Are you constipated?
No. I poop very well. Every time I wake up in the morning, I feel really good. And then I poop.
Well, this sounds particularly well-balanced, Robert.
Do you expel a lot of energy when you poop?
I feel good. I start to feel sick. A little bit, and then I poop, and then I feel good.
Well, because when I make it safe and I poo, I really feel the drainage of energy flowing all the way to my bottom.
But the drainage of the energy.
It flows. Cosmically.
I shit, and then I flush it down the toilet.
Cosmically.
Well, Robert, today I brought with me a number of Japanese tales from the Ainu, which is a group of New Age practitioners in Japan. One was of a tattooist who delivered pleasure from extracting pain from his customers. Out of curiosity, do you have any tattoos? Robert?
I have a house and I have a farm.
Tattoo?
Yeah, I have a tattoo of a house and I have a tattoo of a farm and I have a tattoo of a bird and I have a tattoo of a dog and I have a tattoo of a laser beam and I have a tattoo.
All on one arm or on over both
Everywhere.
Arms? Everywhere.
On all of my buttons.
All of your buttons?
Yes.
You see, it comes back to the buttons again. There's a little bit of a connection there.
Sort of. When did you get your first tattoo?
Sometime when I was a seedling.
When you were a seedling. And did you find the tattoo experience painful? Did you find it pleasurable?
I never really noticed anything.
Did it connect you cosmically to is something mystical and energetical when you did
my
that?
My head feels better.
Your head?
My head.
From the tattooing?
That sounds like a very long-term effect, huh?
Like, throwing a stone in water. It takes me a long time.
Yes. Well, yeah, tattoo. And where did you have the tattoos done? Where in you know, in America or in, you know, other places?
Harper's Ferry.
Harper's.
What's that? What is that anyway?
Well,
Harper. Maybe that sounds like ferry.
Perhaps not, there is a reference to
cool
that.
I don't understand anything.
Well, several studies suggest that if you have tattoos performed in California, that means that you have more democratic tendencies as opposed to you have a tattoo in your left butt. You are probably more Republican, according to the last.
Because
you
of
have
the
a right hand. Oh, wait. No.
Because of the placement of the tattoo indicating.
Right. Democratically.
Political.
In democracy, we say that it is important what are the motivations to you make a tattoo that define you a little bit more towards either the left or the right.
Well, if you got a tattoo on one arm, say you got a tattoo on your right arm, would that mean that you were? What would you say? Which hand would you?
Well, according to the arrangement, I mean, according to the pattern, tattoo then on the hand would indicate a Green Party tendency.
That's right.
Almost certainly. Let me read an excerpt from this Japanese tale. Deep in his heart, the young tattooer concealed a secret pleasure and a secret desire. His pleasure lay in the agony men felt as he drove his needles into them, torturing their swollen, blood-red flesh. And the louder they groaned, the keener was Seikichi's strange delight. Sort of an unusual thing, you know, extracting pain from the, you know, from the, pleasure from the pain of others.
So it sounds like that might not really have been the sort of experience that Robert had with the tattoo. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe not similar. Well, I'm being told we must go off the air. So, Robert, thank you very much for calling in. And we will see everyone next week. So, ma'asalama, Robert.
Bye, Robert.
Good night.
Ciao, Robert.
And we will see you next week from WMBR in Cambridge. Ma'asalama.
WMBR in Cambridge now leaves the air. As a community service of MIT, WMBR is owned and operated by the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, and it operates from studios and offices located in the Walker Memorial Building at MIT. and also from transmitting facilities atop the Eastgate Building, Kendall Square, Cambridge. Our call sign, WMBR, is a registered service mark of the Technology Broadcasting Corporation. We broadcast to Cambridge and the greater Boston area, both land and sea, on an assigned center frequency of 88.1 MHz, FM channel 201. As a non-profit broadcast organization, WMBR relies on listener contributions for partial support of its operation. Your tax-deductible donation, as well as your comments regarding our programming efforts, may be addressed to WMBR, 3 Ames Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02142. This is Captain Oxblood for the staff and management of WMBR wishing you a most pleasant good morning and a sweetest of dreams.